Brady Gray, welcome back to AFL Footy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been quite the journey so far, but tonight's effort, winning my first game, it's made it all worth it.
It's been quite a week for you, you're elevated from the rookie list just this week as well.
Sorry.
It's been quite the week for you, you're elevated from the rookie list just this week.
Yeah, I've been working, that was my goal when I got relisted, to get back on to the main list, and it took a while, but it was really nice to get the recognition and get on the list and get back on the field today.
Take us through your first AFL goal.
Yeah, I was just talking to a few people then. I think I went over the top with the celebration, but took the mark and then just went back and really, the boys were really told me to have a shot and back myself in, and it went through, and then the emotion just took over and a bit of a celebration. So
it was an important one though. Lockie Neal said our fast start was what really helped us get the momentum going.
Yeah, I think our intensity around the ball and our hit around the ball was really good this week. Obviously, last week we were challenged with our intensity and effort around the ball. That was a real focus for us, and especially as half forwards coming in, that was our role, to put the pressure on and make them panic in the back half. They had some really good users, and we needed to put them under pressure.
Five inside 50s for you, create a lot of opportunities for our forwards.
Yeah, I think, obviously, as I said before, coming in, that was our role, to put pressure on and create turnovers. So, obviously, Croz and myself come in, and that was our role at Peel, and we just tried to bring it to Freo.
And now we take this game, we're heading to Melbourne next week. How are the boys going to handle the week?
Yeah, we'll review the game Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll focus on Melbourne. But it's really important for us to back up the effort and keep improving our game and bring the same effort next week, because Melbourne are a really good side at the moment and they're on the way up, so it's going to be a tough challenge.
What lessons do you think we can take from today's game to take into the Melbourne game?
Yeah, I think we've really set the standard with our effort and intensity and our tackling. We really wanted to have a high tackling. All the good teams at the moment are having high tackles, so that's the standard that we set. And obviously, playing the Bulldogs tonight, that was one of their strengths, and we'll look at Melbourne and see what they do well and try and combat that, as well as improve our own game.
And finally, you spent a bit of time with the women's team during their season. Did you have any messages of support from them ahead of the game?
Yeah, surprisingly, I got a message from most of the team, so that was really lifting for myself, knowing that kind of had an impact with them, and they're following my football now, so it's adds a bit of pressure, but it's really good to have their support, and we get that cognition between the two teams.
I have a few more messages to get to now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brady.